Hi, everybody. Well, today is the 4th of May, and this is our Monday program, Station 1, and the year that we're in is 2015. So if you have any situations or contaminations or been slimed, or maybe the handler that's handling you got you or something, we'll do a clearing. So think of a situation that you had, and you might want to see if it's reoccurring. You could have one of those special reoccurring barcodes if things sort of happen to you on a consistent basis, and you may not like that. So we have a clearing that could help you. But here we go. Think of your situation that you've been dealing with. Hopefully everybody listening says, nope, I got rid of all of mine, and we're good to go. But we'll, for the people that haven't, maybe did all their clearings, we'll say, I won't say all the clearings, but at least the emotional and, you know, maybe the fear clearing, those are the biggies that people normally get connected with. Here we go. We'll do a clearing for you. So think of that situation, the trauma, whatever, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And maybe in about 15, and what we'll do is a heartache clearing for people. I'll pull out some of those heart knots. So maybe 15, 20 minutes, we'll do that. So anyway, let's energize the light beam and make sure everybody's here. So use the finger exercise, your index finger, and see if it's kind of pointing straight up in front of you. And if it's to the left or right, you're not here, but you are on a fabricated earth living in the Beyondo. So remember, they're in control of time. And they can stop time, which is they're doing it, they do it all the time, continuously, just like your computer with the 1010s. And your clock goes tick, tick, tock, tick, tock. And what happens when you don't hear anything? Well, that's when time is off. So their time being off could be a year in our time. They can do a lot to you, unfortunately, and that's what happens. So here we go. Let's make sure that you're in the present moment. If not, we'll bring you back here from the Beyondo. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And another thing, you might wonder, well, gee, how can they do that to me? Well, they're in control of time, and that's the whole situation. So them being in control of time, they can do whatever they choose to you without you knowing about it. So remember, it's like on your video player or whatever, you have your play and pause, and when they pause it, everything's frozen. That's the way it works. So now you can kind of wrap your mind around what's going on in your life and how scenes change, how cars pop up next to you when you're driving, people in front of you, behind you in stores, or maybe they just disappear. You don't know where they went. So here we go. Let's make sure you're in the present moment. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'll do an emotional clearing for people who have situations. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I will bring up the light beams. I'll bring up 3 male light beams for you in each picture. So if you have 3 light beams up, then you're going to have 9 of them. So here we go. First light beam picture with 3 male light beams coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And third one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so let's see if our co-host is there today. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron's website, if you haven't been there yet, is creationlightship.com. We're happy to be here. This is my first time back on after being at the Expo in San Mateo, where I had a wonderful time and met a lot of new people. I hope some of them are listening today, and if so, hello, everyone. And again, if you have questions or any comments for the show, you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or use the chat page that comes up on the BBS radio page. So, Ron, when you started today, you started talking about time and how, unfortunately, all of us on Earth, all of us humans, are controlled by time, which is in turn also unfortunately controlled by the aliens. So someone, a listener, had a really interesting question. Why is it when you take us out of time, which you do on the shows sometimes in the healing calls, and it feels so great. We completely remember it, but when the aliens do it to us, we forget what happened or don't know what happened to us.
Okay. Yeah, on the abduction process, they normally don't want you to know what's going on. So remember, well, I guess another way of looking at it, if you knew what they were doing to you, you probably would not want to know. So they're doing you a favor. So that's kind of the way I would look at it. So that's, I guess, the easiest way to say that. So back to you.
And I guess when you put us, when you take us out of time, it's just we're extremely feel that we're in the now, and it feels good, and we have all of our facilities and senses and everything activated. Is that right?
Yes, and when I take you out of time, you're where time is stopped on the timeline, and or sometimes I'll take you into the time of source where there's no time at all, but we got to use the word time because we live in time. So there's two zero points. One is source energy, which is always at zero point, we'll say, and there's no timelines attached because you're always in the now. And then you have the now on the timeline that the alien created, the alien races that are controlling you, and, you know, that goes to tick-tock, tick-tock, and time is stopped for you sometimes, especially when you're doing something that's creative. Time will stop. But you're not in source energy, but you are with your spirit, and you're out of their mind-looping programs and stuff to interfere with you, because if you're not in emotions, then you're going to be in peace energy. So they really don't want peace energy for you to experience, because then they don't get any horsepower from you. Another way to say that, they don't get their batteries charged. So it's kind of that's the difference. So source energy doesn't have any time associated with it. It's always in the now, and there's no memory of the past or future. And when you're on the timeline of the darkness and time stops, then you will be remembering, you know, or you may not even be remembering what's happening. It all depends how connected you are and what you're doing. But in source energy, typically you're not going to remember too much unless you choose to want to retain that information. So it could be a little confusing to the new listener, but if you've been on the calls a lot, you know what we're talking about. And, you know, you are living here, so you have to choose, you know, which way you want to be on the timelines. If you want to be in peace, and then you do have to have a memory because you're living here. And you have to know what to do, what not to do, but you can be at peace doing that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I feel like this is kind of related. Somebody wrote in, "Hi, I hear so much silence. Is this something that happens when we do a few clearings?"
Yeah. When you have the clearings, you're not attached to time, and then you're not attached to programs. So when you have programs running, then you're going to be having maybe that voice inside of your head from them talking to you all the time, and you won't have any real inner peace, or even outer peace, we'll call it, because you're continuously being bombarded with the mind energy of consciousness wanting them to, they want you to do something. So they'll give you the thought to do something. For the moment, you're just at peace. And you can enjoy life better when you're at peace.
Yes, I thought that was a beautiful way for this listener to put it, that she hears a lot of silence. I really identified with that. So thank you very much. We really appreciate everyone for all their participation on these shows. That's what makes them great. And we're so blessed to have Ron here with us, and he has so much to share, but we just need to find those right questions. So on Saturday, Ron, if we could kind of stay on that subject, you said something so interesting, that the aliens might be using things that you like or are attracted to distract you from being in the moment. Like, you might be very happily, you know, taking a walk, and I, in my case, I have a tendency to notice license plates from far off states, you know, I'll see a license plate from Alaska and think, oh, wow, they can't. Wonder how they got here, or Hawaii. Ooh, did they fly their car over? You know, and of course those are numbers too. And you mentioned, I believe, that some people are attracted to certain types of cars and stuff like that. So is that something the aliens are doing to us, Ron? Like getting us out of the moment by shining, you know, pretty objects at us?
Yeah, they can do that. Yes, But remember, you have to have it inside of you first. So you do have something, you know, normally that you're dealing with on a situation. And remember, history repeats itself, so it'll continuously come on or be, you know, put upon you, whatever that would be, to have you experience the energy over again. But, yeah, you know, like if you're, like, looking for red cars, for instance, and you like red cars, let's just put it that way. If you like red cars, then that's in your psychic billboard, and you're going to be drawing red cars to you. It doesn't make it bad, but all of a sudden you go, oh, there's a red car. So, again, that's their validation that they got you hooked up. Just like seeing the numbers on your clock, your digital clock, because those are in numbers as opposed to the analog, which is not always, you know, when you look at it, the exact time, but, you know, with the digital type, it would be in a sense. So that's how they track you, too. So it's something that you really like. They're going to bring that into your life to see if they got you. And if you see that red car or red cars all the time, that means that they're using that to track you. That's your main tracking download program. The red car or your yellow car or green car program is with you. And naturally, when that happens, you have energy on it. And then they can take the energy from you also without even doing anything. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's very enlightening. You know, it's helpful, you know, the deeper we go with these things, as horrifying as it is, it's better that we know and we're prepared and remember how important it is to just stay in the moment and use all the wonderful tools you've given us. Okay, so I'm going to move on to some more listener comments and questions. Someone wrote in, "Hi, Ron. I enjoy these radio shows live and on the archives. I just recently re-listened to the CTR archives. Wow, those shows are also great. Wanted to write in so people listening here don't miss out on those. Thank you for all the great information and healings." And our moderator put the CTR archives link instructions or on the CLS chat page. And there's, I believe, a link to them also on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So, and I would second that comment. It's really, they are wonderful shows. Ron really was very thorough and in-depth about a lot of the healings and everything on those. So thank you for that. And, oh, Ron, you said, I don't know how far along we are into the show because I'm not paying attention to time, but you did say at the beginning you wanted to do a heartache clearing. Are you ready for that yet, or do you want to wait a little?
We'll wait maybe another 10 minutes, and we'll do
okay,
a heartache.
Good. Are you waiting for everybody to be online and powerfully present and listening?
Yeah, that's good. It. Powerfully present, yeah.
Good, okay. Light being activations. I hook my computer up to my TV before your shows start and have the large pictures up as you activate them. Very
wow.
Powerful peace energy coming through.
So they're using the TV for the monitor then, huh? That's
yeah.
Great. Wow, yeah, yeah. That must I won't say kick butt, but I guess that kicks butt, huh?
You can say that. Okay, so
wow.
We have been, go
yeah.
Ahead.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Why not?
Why not?
The more the better. Yeah, I didn't say too much about the San Mateo Expo, and I should. First of all, I was happy to buy some more light being pictures, and in case people aren't aware, you can buy actual, you know, physical pictures of the light beings, and Ron has quite a few other images that you can purchase from him. They're only $10 and I think $5 to have it shipped to you. But you can have them around. And I think the one I got was a new one, because, or at least I hadn't seen it before, and it was images of the chakras. And I thought, oh, I have to have that. It's a really beautiful one. Was that a new one you added, Ron?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Different expos, we sell different pictures off and on. So we've had that one for a while, but somehow people, maybe they want to have that, or maybe somebody talks about chakras or something, you know, and all of a sudden people see the card and they get drawn to it. It's really nice because it can rebalance you pretty nicely if you get it energized, because it's balanced when you get it. But, you know, the pictures, you know, bring you peace. And that's the whole thing, is that they're very peaceful energies as you have the pictures in your house. And a lot of people just put it by their bed or something, too, to have it ward off, you know, energies that you don't want to have around. But, yeah, it's the expo was a very nice expo, very busy, went fast. I wish they lasted longer, but, you know, they don't.
I wish they lasted longer, too.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a whole week expo, you know.
Wow, yeah. Well, the pictures are, Ron puts them on a beautiful display on an easel, and people are very attracted to them, which is interesting, because they're beautiful. But then those aren't even activated, which is so interesting to me, because they really do attract people to the booth. And then when Ron activates it with source energy, it's just, you know, such a wonderful feeling, and it really does bring you a lot of peace. And I just wanted to add that it's an interesting expo, because I was at the LA one, and this is much smaller, but I felt like we somehow got more attention because of that, Ron, like more people noticed us. And it's the first time I've noticed so many people from the other booths that are doing different kinds of healing came to us. A lot of healers. I don't know if you noticed that, Ron, but I was so happy about that a lot of people doing healings that really need these clearings so badly did finally find Creation Lightship, and their lives are going to be so much better.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so I don't know what else really to share about it, just that, you know, we had fun and there seemed to always be a lot of people there. Thank you to all the people that helped out, and we all had a good time.
The nice thing is when you see the people go into the chamber, they don't know what it's about. They ask questions. Some don't even really ask too much. They've heard about it, or maybe they've been to other expos and now it's their time to try it, you know. But basically, you know, they always come out smiling. And the resonance is really nice because, you know, they're solid looking versus looking like shattered glass, you know, in a sense. So that's kind of where the body looks, you know, it's all broken up. And fuzzy and kind of like they have the fog around them and stuff, but you come out and you're solid. So that's one big benefit. And doing the workshops, we're having people getting decloned, and being present with the real body, that's quite something. I'm thinking about maybe doing that on Thursday, so I'll see what happens here. I got to figure out a way to do it on the Thursday call. We are doing it, but I wanted to make it a little stronger, so I'll be giving that some thought, what we can do to change it slightly.
Oh, that'd be nice. And what do we do on Thursdays, Ron? Is that decloning already?
Yeah, it already is, but where I can maybe give a little more energy. I don't know if I can do it this week or not, but maybe the week after. We'll see. I'm already checking into it, see what I can do.
Okay. Yes, Thursday is clone body removal. Tuesday is cording removal, Friday is entity removal, and Wednesday is the special divine water activation along with healings. So if you're unfamiliar with those calls, they're $20. I believe the Wednesday is that $30, Ron, or $25?
Yeah, but we have the package, you know, with all those calls on it, plus the weekly calls. I mean, the Saturday and the three
Sundays.
consecutive Sundays, yeah. So.
Right, which is coming up this weekend, by the way, everybody. Saturday for 4 hours and Sunday for 8, and then the next two consecutive Sundays, another 8 hours. So you can find out all about that on Ron's website if you're interested. And before we leave the subject of the weekly calls, Ron, a listener who does a lot of your live healings has a question about being absentee on the weekday calls. She's been absentee on the 8-hour calls, but she's concerned, are there things she needs to be doing or thinking about, or if she's going to be absentee on the weekday calls?
Okay, yeah. Normally, it's the energy connects to you. So maybe you're working and you can't get on the call because you're working. Well, what you might do is just get a little piece of paper or a small little notebook and put it in your pocket of what you would like to have worked on during the call. And that would work. Maybe you might even do something similar if you have a computer turned on during that time and you're away from it and you have the light being up, and then also you have your picture in front of it. So you could put the information there. We do water charging on each call. Normally I do a couple waters, typically. One for sure, which is skin misting. And then at times we'll do the sleeping water, too, and maybe even a third water for something. But normally it'll be one for sure, maybe two. So you might just put a glass of water, you know, in front of your computer if that's on, and or just put it on your table if you don't have a computer on, and it'll get charged up for you for that you're on that call. And mark it, the water that, like skin misting, so you know which one it is. Maybe put a little sticker on it or something. Let's do that heartache clearing.
Okay.
So here we go. So this is a heart knot. I did this quite a while ago. Typically you get that from maybe, it could be a bad relationship. It could be divorce situations. It could be somebody not living any longer that you love. You know, it just, blocks you. It could be something else going on. You know, there's many things that cause these, but those are the main subjects there. So here we go. Take away the heart knots. So just kind of sit back and breathe a little bit here. And everybody has some type of sadness in their life that they can't get rid of. It always haunts them. The aliens love doing that. So here we go. Taking the energies out. So what I'll do is four different energies here. Here we go. So one. Two, oh man, three, oh, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And next energy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And number three, getting heavy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And number four, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we're going to work with energies. The old saying, being stabbed in the back or something, or in your heart or something like that. So normally people have problems between their shoulder blades, you know, the heart chakra area. So here we go. Let's take out one of those knife, spears, bullets, or whatever on the back side of you. You could do this also on the object clearing. So this could be an energetic object. Oh, man. Let's have some people dealing with issues here. So here we go. Coming out, getting stabbed in the back. So here we go. Releasing that energy there. Timing out, loosening up the energy around there. And wow, this is heavy. Okay, coming out. One, two, oh boy. Three, four, and five. There we go. And do it again here. One, two,
3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do it out of the front side of you. Normally, stuff coming in from the front side is a little more difficult because you can kind of ward it off, because you can actually psychically see it coming, but from behind you, you have no clue. So here we go. Remember, most of your psychic radar is in front of you, and very little is behind, maybe 90% in the front and, you know, 10% behind. So here we go. From the front of you, taking this stuff away. Oh, man. Coming out. 1, 2. Here we go. 3, 4, and 5. Dan, back to you.
Wow. I don't know what really happened, but I am very relaxed right now. When you feel that actual physical relaxation, I feel it so deeply in my chest. So thank you for that, Ron.
So if you guys like it, you know, the sample clearing that I do will work 3 times for you. So if you, you know, go, wow, I feel much better, and, you know, I know Sally out there who just got a divorce or whatever, just tell Sally to, and even yourself, to go onto the website, and that'll work, another time for you. So you can do it three more times, and you can have Sally do it or whatever. And maybe even if you are in a divorce situation, there's a problem, you know, you may just have, your mate, spouse or whatever, do it also, because it might help them. Remember, things aren't always the way they appear. So remember, the programs that people are running might make something that is worse for somebody not so bad for somebody else. So, you know, I kind of think of the saying, you know, death by chocolate or something, you know. So anyway, the chocolate lovers out there, it's not going to kill you, but that's kind of a neat way of looking at it. But somebody else may hate chocolate, so then it would be death. But anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. There are actually two questions kind of related to the heartache clearing that I guess turned into then a knife in the back clearing. And it's so interesting because all of this comes back to the duality of love that you always explain to us. But someone requested a healing. May we please have a sample of a healing for jealousy, and which healing would be best to use to clear this issue?
Okay. Well, if you have jealousy and you're dealing with that and you know about it, then it's definitely going to be on your psychic billboard. So that's the first thing. So you know, you're going to be recycling that over and over again because the aliens want you to suffer with that. The next thing is, I think we might have a jealousy clearing, a whole lifetime clearing on that. If we don't, then go into the special clearing and just create that as jealousy and do your whole lifetime. Because that's the way issues and things happen. It's always whole lifetime stuff because it came in on your natal chart. And from there, it's programmed into you. Remember, those planets, stars out there are talking to you along with the aliens, and might even be aliens themselves up there. But remember, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. So that's all you need to know. What is it up there? And how are they affecting you, connected to you? But you could create a jealousy clearing. I'll do that right now if you wanted one. Just go on to the special clearing and type it in. So here we go.
You know, excuse me, Ron, you're correct. There is a whole life jealousy clearing.
Yeah, I thought there was. We don't normally talk about it that much. But here we go. I'll do a sample of that. So think of, I guess it would be maybe somebody who made you jealous, you know. Remember, there has to be somebody to push that button. Kind of like your keyboard on your computer, you got to have a finger to touch that button to get it to do something, you know? Well, think of that person now, and we'll take away the energy as much as we can for that last situation that they pushed your button. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And, you know, if you are jealous, I'd probably recommend doing the self-empowerment clearing. And that clearing can help you eliminate a lot of things in your life, at least get you jump-started. So that's why we put it up. So the self-empowerment you may have an issue you don't know about and making you become jealous. So you might want to try that clearing. And I think it lasts about 2 months. So back to you.
The person who sent that in must be quite insightful to their own issues. So I congratulate them if that's the case. But it also occurred to me that, and I know someone who is dealing with this in their life, what if you're the person that your partner or even someone at work or something, it could happen, is always you're like the victim of their jealousy. Like that could be why the person wrote in. Like maybe it's someone in their life that they want to clear who's jealous around them.
Remember, you can always do somebody else. You don't have to ask them either. So if there's that situation going on, just to clear them. You have to look at that life, and if they're resonating negative things to you, then chances are, clear them. But don't think of it as, oh, geez, that's too much money to spend. I don't want to do it. I hate the person or something. I'd never spend money on them. Well, that could be your main remedy for your problem is to clear them, and now you have a better life with them. So especially, if you're in a job, you see them every day or something. So that's what we have. You don't have to ask them permission because the spirit always says yes to different types of clearings. So what you cannot do for people is the space-time crash. Everything else would be okay. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And then keeping on the subject of heartache, I guess, another listener wants to know how many timeline crashes he needs to do. I don't have it in front of me now, but I read it. He's trying to get over the loss of a girlfriend, apparently. And so how many timeline crashes does he need to do? And I just thought you could use that maybe as a discussion point about timeline crashes of how we can use that in a situation like that.
Yeah, so the timeline crashes are used to get you disconnected from a situation, because the aliens replicate you on those timelines, and they just recreate it and copy and paste it into your current reality here, so you never get away from it. You think you're fixed, and all of a sudden, they come up and do something to you or push that button. But in a relationship, I don't know. It feels like 600 or so would be a good number to do for that person. Do it until you feel free of them, because at that point, you should be in non-judgment with what's happened to you. And then also look at, like I talk about in relationships, how typically one person uses the other one until they get used up. And then at that point, you want to walk away, Renee. Or you just realize that happened and you move on and with the same person and you have a good time because you taught them something. But typically in the maybe the early relationships in a dating scene, we'll say, it's like, what can this person give me? And then from there, after you use the person to death in a sense, then you leave or they leave you. And then from there, there's always that heartache issue in there. Because that they got filled up with energy from you, but you didn't get enough from them or something. Or maybe you gave all your energy away and you feel depleted. So, and then that brings up anger because you did the dishes for them every night of the week, and they didn't do it. Now you're upset, because you lost your TV show that you wanted to watch every night. So you gave of yourself. And didn't regain your energy back, So that's the way relationships are. And once you can balance that out, then it can be wonderful. But until you do that, and if you do feel angry towards somebody, then do some clearings to get the anger released from you. And, just kind of go on and keep doing timeline crashes and find out what the issue is. What's going on with you and them? every situation is a little bit different. That's well, probably all the advice that I can give here, I think. Do you have anything to add to that, Ann?
No, it's just, you know, very fascinating and very, you know, our culture really loves to play up the drama about relationships and that kind of thing. It's an easy thing to fall into if you're not careful and at peace, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, we have some more testimonials and comments here. The Earth Cording Gridline Clearing. Dear Ron, as you suggested, I have purchased the Earth Cording Gridline release. I am entering every location I can remember living in and spending time in my life and some past lives. I started clearing each address on the natal barcode clearing as well. Feels very good. Thank you.
Great, great. And by all means, you know, if you're a new listener, even an old one, start doing those free ones with alien clearings there in that drop-down box. And, you know, start to kind of maybe write down on a piece of paper what each one sort of did for you, how you feel, you know, what changed. You know, I get a lot of people commenting how they just love the gray sky clearing because all of a sudden, you know, they get sunlight up above their house or where they are, and the doom and gloom leaves and the sun comes out. So, you know, that clearing is amazing. So if you haven't done the gray sky clearing, man, do it, and you're going to be surprised. But it's just designed to work for you where you are, basically. You know, some people, they want to clear the whole world, and it's not designed for that. It's just for your own particular location where you are, or maybe the town you're going into or something, and just put that up. The environmental one may go a little bit further with energies, maybe you know, as far as you know, a wider area, we'll say, but still, it's designed for you where you are, because you're only where you are, and you want to clear out that hologram where you're living. And another thing that people do is the harmonic clearing. You want to get rid of those odd harmonics that's affecting you also. So we don't talk about that clearing that much either. But that's a very nice clearing to get you into current reality. So but I'll just do a sample here of that. This I do normally sometimes on the eight-hour calls. And this will only work on this program right now. It won't work on archives. So what I'm going to do is count to 100, and I want you all to think of a situation that you're dealing with. Normally, it's a physical one that your body has. And when I count to one, that'll be the odd harmonics, the problem that you're dealing with. And then when I hit so the odd ones will be the odd harmonics, which is your condition. The even number will be spirit infusion to put it back into balance. So here we go. And I'll count to 100. So just sit back, think of your situation. You know, maybe you got a hurt finger, maybe you got a sore throat or something. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So get up and walk around. See, because you want to kind of see how your body's responding. Maybe take 20 steps and just see how you're feeling. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Whew. That was wonderful. While you were doing that, someone typed in that they have a sore body part, and I was wondering if perhaps you could give us a quick sample of the pain body clearing, too, while we're at this.
Okay, so something sore, typically sore will attract entities, and entities will bring you probably most of your pain. Well, let's do an entity clearing. So here we go. Think of that location in your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'd recommend getting on the entity clearing that we have, and that would be on Fridays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now we'll work with pain. So now just kind of focus on your pain. Remember, these are all programs that you're running. We're releasing programs from you. Okay? The aliens gave you programs. And the programs normally are not beneficial. To them, they love them. But to you, you may not want that. Unless they gave you the program to win the lottery every day or something, then you may not want to release that program. But typically, they probably gave you the one to lose money. So here we go. Releasing that program. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. That's releasing your pain and see how you're feeling now. Get up and walk around and you know, if you have pain, you know, don't do something that's kind of weird or something. Just kind of get up and move and just see if it's released, or at least you feel a little better. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I was not experiencing anything sore or painful, but you have been so generous tonight. Thank you very much for all these healings. I feel as relaxed as I did when I was in the light chamber at the expo, so thank you so much. This has really been terrific. Okay, so let me get to some more. I have a couple of announcements, keeping in mind that we may have some new people who recently found Creation Lightship. Oh, I did want to say all of the healings that Ron does go through him, and that's why we sometimes hear Ron yawn on the radio shows or when we're on a call, and it's because something pretty heavy and powerful is going through him. So while I enjoyed the peace and the healing in a general way that I just received, somebody out there really had something released for them. So I'm happy for that person. And the other thing is that Ron has many free healings on his website that he mentioned earlier, and you can find them on the top left, free sample healings. But there are three other healings that are not on the website, and in order to get them, you have to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So that's the letter CLS, the word questions@yahoo.com, and request the free alien clearings, and we'll send you those links. They're really worth getting. It's clone to light, alien to light, and alien human hybrid to light. And you can use them for yourself or for other people, and they're very powerful. And the other announcement thing I wanted to say for new people is that Ron has an offer to facilitate ease of purchasing healings for yourself and other people. After purchasing a $100 clearing, the next one is half price. And please enter half your age on the payment page and then send Ron an email, and that is creationlightship@yahoo.com, so he is aware. And this offer excludes the self-empowerment clearing and the body jumpstart, as they are already highly discounted. I just wanted to make those two announcements. Okay, so Ron, I'm feeling very, very wonderful. Thank you so much for all these clearings and everything. What shall I keep reading the comments and questions, or do you want to talk about something now?
Let's see here. Yeah, I'll just turn it over to you. You can maybe get some of the things
All
that
right.
can, and yeah, that's fine, sure.
Okay, so we have, I think you mentioned on the last show or reminded people that at the expo, you took out cameras from our eyes and microphones from our ears, which is, I'm sure, is creepy and very creepy for new listeners to hear that there is such a thing. But someone wrote in, thanks for the wonderful eye clearing at the Living Expo. I have a few eye issues, and I've noticed that my eyes have improved since Ron did the clearing on Sunday. Thanks so much for all the clearing you did at the expo.
Great, wonderful.
So do you want to just tell people why we might have cameras in our eyes and microphones in our ears?
Well, they want a remote view. They want to keep tabs on you, or they want to keep tabs on the people around you. And that's the reason. So that's remote viewing and also remote hearing. And just another one of their programs that they have. And, you know, it's something to watch people's faces when I take out the cameras out of their eyes, and they can, they kind of like squint and they look around and they can see, gee, they see better, you know? And I'm sure to a few people, they have no place to put that information, you know. But it's, you know, the proof's in the pudding, you know. But anyway, it's quite nice to do that. And a lot of people have these things. I'd say probably 80% at least of the people have cameras in their eyes put in by the aliens. Remember, you don't know what they're doing to you, and that you could have something put into you without even you knowing about it. So the typical alien abduction that people talk about, you know, in the books and things, you know, where somebody saw a little gray in the room and they saw the light and they came through the window and they felt their body levitating and ended up on a ship on a table and had this big spotlight on top of you like you're at the dentist office or operating room and see the aliens and you can't move and they're talking to you saying it won't hurt much or whatever, you know, that normally is not the case. That's only for a few people that are that happen to have that experience. So normally, those people, it's very sad that it ruins their life, but this happens to everybody, but you just don't know it. So it's one of those sad things that go on. The alien abductions that we have here, and you want to get those programs off of you. That's why we have so many clearings on the website, so they're all taking away alien programs that connect you to them, because they want to live off your life force energy. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, it's so interesting to me how New Age teachers and healers always talk about opening your third eye. And now, I'm so grateful not to have my third eye open so that I'm seeing all of these horrible things. As you said, you're better off not seeing and not knowing, and the people that do see are, you know, sometimes actually tortured by what they see because it's not a pretty sight out there. So in a way, we're better off, right?
Yep, that's correct. If you don't know, or if, you know, you do know something's happening to you, but, you know, if you don't see it or, you know, you can't put your finger on it, that's probably the best thing, only because you're not traumatized. You know, if you had that operating room when you close your eyes at night and you see it, it'll never go away from you. So at least they are doing that to people, so you don't know what you're involved with when they do abduct you. But I guess that's a good thing. But the end result is, after something's done to you, then you have it for life. That's why we have the barcode clearings to help you out with that. And if you kind of have a hard time listening to us on this show today or other shows, maybe you're listening and you go, yeah, I don't know, then by all means, do the 2,000-year clearing, if it's the barcode clearing, to get the negativity off you, in a sense that's preventing you from hearing. So it's a very good clearing to do, and that's a free clearing. So do that for yourself. You may want to run it a couple of times even, and do it for some of your friends. They may wake up a little more if they're sleeping. So they look like they're sleeping all the time, and do that clearing. Maybe you're going to help them out so they can actually find peace and become more real. because you don't know how many programs have been put on your genetic body, which is now physical, for 2,000 years. So back to you.
I'm sorry, Ron. Were you just talking about the 2,000-year darkness barcode?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and that's a free one, so thank you so much for that. I know we haven't done this in a while. Could you possibly do that shutting down our third eyes if people still have them open on the show?
Yeah, we could do that. And I'll do the crown chakra, too.
And
the
crown chakra. Great, thanks.
You do the third eye here to close it down for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And you can always open it if you want. This may bring you some more peace. There's some people who are very, very psychic and, you know, they just don't want to see or be around people because they're already always reading things. So just close it down. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll close down your crown chakra. It should never be opened up. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we got our calls coming up this weekend. Saturday, time-wise, it would be 1 o'clock Pacific, 4-hour call. Do water charging on it. So get 7 containers of water, one for each day afterwards. And you use those consecutively. And the 8-hour call starts at 8 o'clock. Oh, excuse me, 10 o'clock. Well, I couldn't do an 8 o'clock one. Anyway, at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. And then we also, at the end of the call, we do bath water for people, and we also do sleeping water. So I guess we'll just maybe end the call here. I'll do the mind to heart drop, and here we go. Command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards like an elevator going down, and you actually feel these thoughts move. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So you must command your spirit to do this for you and talk it out loud. Remember, 10, 15 seconds, you're in your heart center, and you're awake, and you're at peace. So thank you, Anne. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, the helpers in the background. So,
and thank you, Ron. I will see you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. Blessings, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.